Hello, everybody. Hello, book lovers. It is terrific to be back for Book Club. It is terrific to be presented with the best worst problem of trying to select one from the many diverse and incredible novels that are being released, being presented to Australian readers every single day. Today, or for this week, I have chosen Mary Rose Cascelli's The Cane. Mary Rose Cascelli is an award-winning writer of fiction and non-fiction. The Cane is her debut novel, and it transports the reader to northern Queensland cane fields and back in time to the 1970s. The town of Qala is reeling from the disappearance of 16-year-old Janet McClymont. In the weeks since Janet failed to arrive at her babysitting job, the cane fields have been repeatedly swept by search parties, and every man in the district has been grilled over his whereabouts at the time of her disappearance. Now, told through multiple perspectives, The Cane delves into the psychology of a town on the brink. The questions of whether Janet is alive is almost secondary to the rarely spoken, could it have been one of us? This is a society that views outsiders with some suspicion. The new schoolteacher is too tall, too long-haired, and too free in his advocacy of social change. He must be a communist, and his alibi must be rechecked, and still it won't be believed. The new publican's daughter is old for primary school. She's too open in her ways with the boys. Raylene flaunts the unspoken rules that have turned the town in on itself. She freely walks alone, and she refuses to defer to parental authority. And the new copper brought in from Brisbane, well, she's just too much because she's a woman, and Qala's men have their own ideas about the roles women should occupy. With the harvest being held off in the hopes that Janet might be found before the cane burn, the stage is set for tensions to run high. If the cops can't do anything about the malignant force that seems to have invaded Qala, the locals might just have to sort it out themselves. So The Cane has all the elements of a a beach read. It's purpose-built to give you aching arms and sunburn as you lay too long turning page after page. As it builds inexorably towards the moment the cane fields are set alight, the book shows us how social unrest brews in a town turned against itself. The various narratorial perspectives glimpse at the ways this highly conservative social milieu is fighting against itself and the forces of change. Women in particular are given the spotlight as agents of change and targets of those who would maintain the status quo. The narrative is based on a true story, and it's not simply in this historical alignment that we can find resonance with The Cane's exploration of social expectation and control. It was interesting to read the book 50 years in the wake of this current news cycle. While the sexism and misogyny of many of The Cane's men is more bald than we might be used to today, there is undoubtedly a through line from older attitudes towards women working, women reading, women expressing themselves openly and forcefully, and the attitudes in certain sections of, particularly I guess we see in the media and in the broader population, about, in scare quotes, proper behaviour from prominent women. By giving us perspectives from characters as diverse as children, established and recent arrivals to Qala, we become privy to a world that is seeking a united front but is torn by feelings that something is not right. As I entered the world of The Cane, I fell into the trap of trying to solve the mystery alongside the characters. This, though, is not a traditional fair play style whodunit, although it offers a compelling psychological search. As a reader, you're given enough of a glimpse into the ensemble of characters to wonder at who might be the perpetrator, and perhaps just importantly, how that person may go unseen within a close-knit community. Absolutely check out The Cane from Mary Rose Cascelli. It's an exciting read with its soul in the heart of contemporary questions about how we treat and respond to violence against women. And as an added bonus, if you want to find out a little bit more about The Cane, Mary Rose Cascelli will be appearing on Final Draft this week. Tune in Saturday morning at 10 a.m. and you can catch up on all the conversations, including our book club chats, every week on the podcast. Subscribe wherever you get your podcast and it'll be there for you. I am Andrew Popel. It is so great to be chatting, and I'll be back next week with more books. Till then, happy reading. Bye for now.